East China University of Science and Technology has a program affiliated with Fayetteville State University called the 3+1 program. Qi Ding was selected to be one of the participants.
I am from China. The university I attend in China have a program with Fayetteville State University, so I joined this program. It's called 3+1 Dual Degree Program. My major in China is mathematics, and now here is computer science. This program is held by the School of Science in my university. It's open for students who are majoring in mathematics. And after 3 years study in China, we can join this program and study 1 year in U.S. So when I graduate, I will get a bachelor degree of computer science at Fayetteville, and the university I attend in China will give me a bachelor degree in mathematics.
There are six other students that came from China with Qi that are also in the 3+1 program. Qi says understanding the English language is going to take some time and studying.
I think this university is pretty good. We have about 5 or 6 courses each semester. The class is pretty small, so we can get pretty much attention from the professors. And the professors here are very helpful. Whenever we met a problem, they are very willing to help us, and all our problems get solved very soon. The food here is good too, and we have totally adapted to the environment. But maybe sometimes language is still a little problem for us. When American people speak too fast, we may feel a little confused by the language. But it's okay, we can communicate. I think the courses is not that difficult for me, but some courses really need to pay more attention because, you know, the books are all written in English, so I have to spend more time to read it. But it's okay. I did pretty well in my class.
Qi does, however, notice the cultural differences from going to school back home and attending Fayetteville State University.
The biggest difference is we have a lot of students in China. We have about 20,000 students in East China University of Science and Technology, but here, much fewer students, so we get more attention from professors. When we are in China, we have about 4 roommates, but here we are single room. And about the classes here, each semester, we will take about 15, 16, or to 18 credit hours. But in China, we will take about 20 to 30, much more than here. And my university in China is in Shanghai, so the traffic is very convenient to take a bus or subway to the place you want to go. But here, when we want to go out, we usually ask somebody else who has a car to take us out.
Some advice Qi wants to give other students back home is,
I will encourage them to come here. I feel if you stay just in one place, your mind will be restricted to that place. And if you go out, you can see more things and you will learn more. And your mind will be great open and your horizon will be broadened. So I will encourage them to come here and experience the different education system will equip us with more advantaged knowledge. China has and U.S. are different. So maybe before they come here, I will give them a suggestion to practice more English in China. So when they arrive here, they will be more fluent in English.
Qi will graduate from both universities in May. For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, Tune in next week to hear another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.